gas and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates. You're willing to
sacrifice our love. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Trump Treason Tour 2022. The endorsed Tim Michaels speaking right now. His priorities, folks, election integrity, crime, and election reform, meaning universal school choice, as he puts it. Let's hear more of Trump's mega pick in Wisconsin.
Do we have to?
We have to.
And if they don't like the way their kids are being taught, they can go somewhere else.
Universal school choices.
How it's being taught, they can go somewhere else. We will stop the CRT and we will get back to the ABCs.
Stop the CRT, get back to the ABCs and the 1-2-3s.
You know me.
Not really. You've lived in Connecticut most of your life.
Those are my big three priorities,
big
but there's
three.
So much to do.
That third one's
economy,
thick, right? That's what he said.
Jobs. Thick. It's going to be my big priority from the first day I'm sworn in until the last day I leave the governor's office. And I know how to do that as a businessman. I know how to create jobs. I'm not just some politician standing up here talking about it. I've done it, helping grow Michaels Corporation from a few hundred to 8,000. And we had thousands of people working by our side that made that possible. We treat those people well. And we did it despite the government bureaucracy, despite the excessive taxation, and despite that liberal attitude. As Barack Obama said, you didn't build that. We did build that with all those hardworking people at our side. And that is the American dream.
And
the American dream that my mother and father had.
Who paid for
the American
that?
Dream that I have with my brothers and my family. And I want to make sure that future generations have the same opportunity for the American dream.
He's done soon.
Life is but a dream. Da, 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 da.
Thank you for coming out this afternoon. This is very powerful.
Oh, powerful.
Very powerful.
Very
what
powerful.
Happened.
How very Trumpy.
Great gathering people. I stand before you. I'm a candidate.
I would say a crowded no more
taking
than
no money from PACs or lobbyists or special interests. It's too much of that special interest money in government. I've been very blessed that I've been able to do that. But my opponent, her husband's a lobbyist as well. We need to get those people out of government. We need to bring some purity back into government.
Purity
we
test.
Need to have that proven executive experience. People that have, like me, that have made plans, executed those plans, and solved problems. People find that so refreshing. Everywhere I go, I have guys coming up to me, and they say, Tim, I work in the union, but you know what? The Democratic Party has left me. All they care about now is LGBTQ and drag queen shows for third graders. I just want to go to my job.
Boo. Boo. The hell with those people and their rights.
Screw those third graders.
I just want to go to work, raise my family, go to my kids' ball game, maybe go to church on Sunday.
Maybe not.
You, Tim, you represent the working man. I know that you wore boots your whole life. 12 years I wore army boots. 25 years I wore steel toe boots. That is refreshing, and that's what people want. Gather, we gather together.
More boots.
Because today is the beginning of a different era. We're going to take back America.
Take it
together,
back.
We're going to beat Tony Evers. Together, we're going to get Wisconsin headed in the right direction and make it the greatest state that it can be. I ask for your vote on August 9th. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you so much.
And nowhere else. Well, that was Tim Michaels, folks. He's all fired up. Not much of a public speaker, but, you know, he projects well. He's loud. He's got that going for him, which is nice. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. The reason, the rationale, Donald Trump's coming to town. It's a Save America rally, Dom. And we're here right behind the risers.
It's 25 after 5, right? We've had all the people speak. Trump's not supposed to be now up till
90 minutes. Just speak 90 minutes, everyone.
Love that. That's all I'm looking in. One of the nice volunteer ladies, grabbed me and saw my press credential. Maybe she just thought I was somebody different. She's like, oh my goodness, can you can get some water? I've been sitting here all day long in the sun and no one's got us any water. I said, no, I can't help you. I don't work here. But maybe talk to the guy. So hopefully the volunteers are getting water. One of the many rallies we went to, Trump sold water. They unplugged the vending machines, and they sold the water, Trump-labeled water, for like $4.
They uncovered, or they covered the water fountains, the bubblers, if you will, for our Wisconsin listeners. And they actually sold at one Trump rally styrofoam cups full of water.
I mean,
$3-4, if I recall.
Well, if you can't make any money, it's not even worth doing it, right?
I feel like the Trump water was free. Like, they were giving out his water. Mm. I kept my Trump water bottle. It's a keepsake.
Or something someday.
We're going to take a break here in just a moment. We'll come back and live cover from the Trump rally and your election of Wisconsin. And they are driving a stake in the heart of the Republican Party, man. Maybe time for a quick caller, maybe Gary from Sussex. Gary, are you out at the Trump rally, my friend? You got to come by and say hi to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Gary.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good, man. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. Hey, great.
Yes, sir.
Gary, you at the Trump rally somewhere?
No, I'm working, but I wish I was, but I was sitting there listening to you guys cover it. You guys are really progressive. You guys are coming along. I never thought you'd go to a Trump Michaels rally. You guys are all right. You guys are great.
You know what, Gary? I'm with you, man. That's a terrible idea.
Hey, would you?
Are we the only one covering the event today, Gary? I don't see any other live radio broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't know if
I'm sorry, we lost you, Gary. I don't know what happened to Gary.
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but would you vote for Michaels after listening, or would you vote for Clayfish?
Well, I wouldn't vote for either, but if I had, you put it under my head, Gary, and who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary?
You must endorse the Republican. You must vote for Republican Crudy. Who would it be?
I'd follow your example and vote for Tim Ramsey, man, because I am all down for the chaos, the disarray, and the Republican Party. No, if all honesty, how could you vote for Michaels? It'd have to be Clayfish. More Devils. Live and watch.